This is Mark Steiner, and today is March the 9th.
Generally speaking, you're free till you're about 4 years old. And then five arrives. Then you go to grammar school, and then you start becoming demented and solved and orientated and shoved into areas. You lose what individualism you have, if you have enough, of course.
That was the poet, novelist, and short story writer Charles Bukowski, who died today in 1994 at the age of 73. He was born in Germany to a U.S. soldier and German woman and grew up feeling like an outcast. Time magazine called him a laureate of American lowlife. His writing didn't receive much critical acclaim or respect during his lifetime, but he was an extremely prolific writer who's considered one of America's great poets. In 1841, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the Mende people who revolted and took over the slave ship Amistad were illegally taken to be enslaved. Laws had been passed that banned the slave trade. It was a huge win for abolitionists, but then President Martin Van Buren objected to the lower court rulings that the Africans should be free. It was sent to the Supreme Court, who this time ruled in favor of the African people. To find ways to end World War II and out of the frustration of the numbers of American soldiers being killed, the United States bombed Tokyo today in 1945. High-altitude B-29 bombers dropped incendiary bombs on Tokyo, which didn't just cripple the industrial base, but also killed 125,000 Japanese civilians. Edgar Allan Murrow was the man who really set the bar for many for the role of TV news as an investigative tool. As part of his news program, See It Now, today in 1954, he went after Senator Joseph McCarthy, whose House Un-American Activities Committee saw communists under every bed in America and destroyed many lives. It began the end of that committee. A doll hit the store shelves today in 1957 that children loved, but many in the world hated because of what it did to our conceptions of women's bodies and beauty. It pushed the idea of the blonde, thin, white image as a standard for all women. Yes, but our children and sisters loved her. I'm talking about Barbie, which hit the store shelves today in 1957. Oscar Stanton DePriest was born today in 1871 to parents who had been enslaved in Florence, Alabama. He was elected to Congress as a Republican in 1929, and from then until 1935, he was the only African-American serving in Congress. When he arrived, Southern congressmen refused to allow him to use offices near them, but he fought that and won. He introduced anti-lynching bills and special pensions for those formerly enslaved who were over 75 years old. He was the lone African-American voice in Congress that never backed down. Happy birthday to the late Oscar DePriest. Matthew Henson was born in Maryland, passed away today in 1955. He was an African-American explorer who was the first, along with Perry, to reach the North Pole in 1909, though later geographers said they actually missed the pole. Never mind, Henson was a legend. He spoke Inuit and understood the native culture intimately, went on over 9 missions to Greenland, and in 1912 wrote the book, A Negro Explorer at the North Pole. And today is also, we remember, Rebecca Davis Lee Crumpler, who was the first African-American woman to become a physician in the United States. She was born in Delaware in 1831, died in Massachusetts in 1895, and wrote the first book by an African-American woman in medicine called A Book of Medical Discourses. She became a physician because she watched her aunt who raised her take care of the indigent and poor that no one else would, and then worked for the Freedmen's Bureau as a physician after the Civil War. The Rebecca Lee Society for African-American Women is named in her honor. And here's a song to think about on this March the 9th. It's the birthday of one of the great innovators of free jazz, who played saxophone, violin, and trumpet, was born in Fort Worth, Texas in 1930, got kicked out of the high school band for improvising during a performance. He began playing the alto sax and took his playing to new heights, combining jazz and blues, becoming well-known for the crying sound he was able to produce on his instruments. Do you know who I'm talking about? Ralph Dinard Ornette Coleman, of course. Today is his 85th birthday, and he's still kicking. And we're listening to A Buddha Blues. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.